I don't know if you've ever heard about the adult baby syndrome.
我不知道各位有没有听说过成人婴儿综合症。
National Geographic recently profiled a 30-year-old man who has the adult baby syndrome.
在国家地理杂志上面最近登了一个故事，是有关一个30岁的人，他得了一个叫成人婴儿综合症。
Among other things, he wears diapers. Now, you've got to keep in mind that he weighs 350 pounds, so he has to wear XXXXL really large diapers because he weighs 350 pounds.
这个人呢，他是体重是350磅，但是呢，他还要带尿布。当然，他要用的尿布那是要特大号的。
And when he goes to bed, he puts on his footsie pajamas, like you put on a baby.
他睡觉的时候呢，还要穿那种像小孩子穿的那种睡衣。
And during the day, he lounges around in this huge playpen that he built for himself, just like you know a little baby. You put him in the playpen.
那白天呢，他还会在一个自己做的一个婴儿玩的那种。玩具室里面。
And when it comes time to eat, he climbs up into this high chair. This 350-pound guy sitting in a high chair.
吃饭的时候呢，他还会爬上一个婴儿的高，就是为婴儿特制的那种高的座椅。
You know, when I heard about this, and it's a serious case, I thought many times there are churches that are guilty of the same thing. It's almost as if a church has never grown up, and it is a church characterized by an adult baby syndrome.
我听了这个故事以后，我想起我们很多教会其实也有同样的症状，就是我们教会没有真正完全的发育成熟。
For a few minutes today, I want to talk about one of these churches, a church in Thessalonica. And I invite you to turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. We're going to read the first 5 verses.
让我们一起来看帖塞罗尼迦前书三章一到五节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 3, I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. Paul says, So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel, and to strengthen and to encourage you in your faith, and that no one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we were destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out just the way we said it would. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter might have tempted you and our efforts might have been useless.
帖撒罗尼迦前书三章一到五节，我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太前去。兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动。因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。为此，我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的，到底诱惑了你们。叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
A good title for chapter 3 in today's passage would be A Church That Suffered from the Adult Baby Syndrome.
这个帖撒罗尼迦前书的第三章，如果用今天的语言来给它做一个题目的话，那就是一个教会，一个患了成人婴儿综合症的教会。
The previous chapter, chapter 2, tells us the story of how the Holy Spirit used Paul to give birth to this brand new church in Thessalonica.
这前面一章第二章呢是讲圣灵怎么使用保罗使他培养了这样一个全新的教会。
And in the second chapter, Paul says he was like both a mother and like a father as he took care of this brand new church that came into being in Thessalonica.
在第二章里面使徒保罗说他像一个母亲和一个父亲培养了这样一个全新的教会。
But all of a sudden, we're told, something happened and Paul was torn away so that he could no longer be at that church in Thessalonica.
但是呢我们后来知道一些突发的事件使保罗离开了这个教会。
And he wanted to get back. He tried to get back several times, but we're told in chapter 2, verse 17, that Satan stopped him every time he tried to get back to that church.
他几次想要回去，但是呢，撒旦阻止了他，他最终还是没有回到那个教会。
And so what Paul had to do was to send one of his fellow colleague, Timothy, back to the church in order to build them up so they could grow up in Christ.
所以最后保罗只能够差遣提摩太前去。
It's very interesting that in verse 1, Paul says that he was left alone in Athens after he left the church at Thessalonica. He was left alone so that he could send Timothy, who was the only other person with him, back to the church at Thessalonica.
在第一节里面说保罗是独自等在雅典当时呢与他同工的只有提摩太他把提摩太差遣到那个教会去。
And in today's passage, Paul says there are four reasons why he sent Timothy back to the church.
这里我们看到保罗差遣提摩太去教会的四个原因。
The first reason is found in verse 2 where he said he sent Timothy back, notice verse 2, to strengthen and encourage this young church.
第一个原因是在那个第二节上说的是要坚固你们并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
Or if you look down at verse 10, he said he sent him back to supply what was lacking in the church.
在那个第十节里面又补充说是要补满你们信心的不足。
This idea that a church has certain things that are lacking indicates that all of us have gaps in our lives. There are areas where each one of us needs to grow.
这个教会在某些地方的不足也提醒了我们每个人在灵性上面都有缺陷，都需要有长进。
Someone has said that all of us wear our sins pinned on our backs.
有些人说我们的罪就像钉在我们的背上一样。
Everyone else sees our sins except us because they're pinned on our backs.
每个人都能别人都能够看到我们的罪，但是我们自己不能，因为是在我们的背上。
And that's why we need the church in order to help us, to strengthen us, and to meet the needs, the weaknesses in our lives.
所以呢，我们就需要教会来帮助我们，坚固你们，坚固我们，使我们在灵性上有长进。
And that's one of the reasons why Harold Camping, you have heard a lot about Harold Camping recently, that's why he is a false prophet.
所以我们会说那个 Harold Camping 他是一个假的先知。
Have you heard of Harold Camping? Harold Camping was the fellow who predicted that the world would end this last Saturday, remember, on May the 20th, all over the news. He predicted the world was going to end a week ago Saturday.
那就是预言说在上个星期六那个世界末日要到来的那一位。
If he had lived in the Old Testament times, you know what would have happened to him? He probably would have been stoned because he was a false prophet.
如果他是活在旧约时代的话，你们知道会发生什么吗？可能很多人会向他扔石头，因为他是个假先知。
And one of the reasons why he was wrong was because he took this attitude towards the church. He said the church is no good. Everyone is to leave the church. And what has happened, a lot of people left the church and he led them astray. The church is crucial if we are to start to grow up in Christ.
他所犯的错误就是他说教会是不好的，所以呢他领了那些教会的会众引上了歧途。
But there's a second reason why Paul sent Timothy to the church at Thessalonica.
保罗差遣提摩太去帖撒罗尼迦的第二个原因是。
If you look at verses 3 and 4, you'll see that Paul sent him back to tell the young church to expect suffering, to expect suffering.
他要提摩太去提醒那个年轻的教会，要他们预备好受患难。
It is highly significant, again, if you look at verses 3 and 4, that Paul says a huge amount of his time whenever he ministered into a church, was to teach that church to expect to suffer.
在第三、第四节中，保罗告诉他们说，我们受患难原是命定的。
In contrast to that today, what do you hear in many churches? Not so much to expect suffering, but to expect miracles.
与之相反的，很多教会现在都不是不那么着重患难，而是一直会期待那些奇迹的发生。
It's very interesting today. They're doing studies, and they have discovered that young people, when they reach their 20s, are leaving the Bible church. They're vacating, they're exiting from the church.
一些研究表明，当年轻人到20岁以后，他们就渐渐地离开了教会。
And so the plan on the part of many churches is to try to keep these young people in their 20s after they've gone to college, to keep them in the church.
所以很多教会他们的计划就是要保留那些年轻人。
And what they have done is they thought, if we can just tell young Christians that being a Christian isn't hard, that you can still be popular, that you will not have to suffer for your faith, young people will remain faithful to the church and to Christ.
那些教会就觉得，如果我们告诉那些年轻人说，做基督徒你不需要预备有什么患难，经受患难，但是呢，你还是能够成名，还是能够活一个非常非常容易的一个生活。这样的话，就可以使年轻人留在教会。
But young people today aren't interested in a gospel that says it's easy. They want to hear something that is challenging, something that challenges them to really give their lives to something greater than themselves.
但是呢，很多年轻人他们不喜欢听这样很容易的一些福音，他们觉得他们需要有挑战性的信息。
Let me give you a personal illustration.
让我给你们举个例子。
One of my grandsons is a sophomore in high school, and I was over there at his home, and he was swimming in the pool yesterday.
我有一个孙子，他是在高中读十年级。昨天呢，他在游泳。
And all of a sudden, he had another one of his friends tie his two legs together, and then tie his hands behind his back.
那突然间呢，他的一个小朋友把他的双手双脚都捆了起来。
And then he proceeded to jump into the pool, and he swam with his arms tied behind him, his legs tied. He proceeded to swim under the water there and back in a very large pool.
然后呢，他就在水里面，就是双手双脚都捆着的情况下面，他在那个大的游泳池里面游来游去。
And then he proceeded to dive down. It was a deep pool down to 10 feet with, again, his hands tied behind his back, his legs tied together. Dive down to the bottom and with his teeth grab a mast and come back to the surface.
他后来呢又潜到了水底用他的牙齿叼了那一个面罩上来。
And I said to him, Nick, what on earth are you doing? And he says, I'm training to be a Navy SEAL.
他说牧师就问他你干嘛？他说我就在 假装我是在做海军的一个训练。
You see, this illustrates something about our young people today. Our young people are looking for a challenge. They're not looking for a Christianity that is so easy that it won't cost you any. They're looking for something that will cost them a lot. And that's the whole point that Paul was making in church. He's saying, expect to suffer. Expect to suffer if you're going to become serious about your faith.
这就是我们现在年轻人的心理，他们期待挑战，而不是期望一个一帆风顺的生活。这里呢，保罗也是用同样的方式来告诫人们，他们要预备患难。
There's a pastor by the name of Helmut Tillich who pastored a church in Germany during the Second World War.
有一位德国牧师在二次大战的时候呢，在德国的一家教会服事。
And he preached the gospel. I mean, his whole church was bombed by the Allies. All of his young people were killed because they had to go into the German army. His whole church was obliterated, but he pastored a church in Germany during the Second World War.
教会里面所有的年轻人呢，几乎都在战争中死了。但是呢，他还是在这样一个教会里面侍奉。
Now then, after the Second World War, he came here to America. And he was speaking at a seminary, and someone raised their hand and said to him, Pastor Tillich, what's the one thing you would say to the church in America today?
二次大战之后呢，他到了美国，那有人就问他，就说你对美国教会会说一个什么样的比较重要的一个提醒。
He said, if there's one thing I would tell the church in America today,It's this, get ready to suffer. You're not ready to suffer yet.
他说只有一件事，那就是预备好受患难。
What's going to happen? I believe we are the church for the end times. And one of the things we're going to have to deal with is a theology of suffering, a call to suffer for the cause of Christ.
我们是在末世的教会，所以我们要准备好为了十字架而受患难。
In verse 5, there's a third reason why Paul sent Timothy to the church.
在第五节中述说了保罗差遣提摩太的第三个原因。
Listen to what he says. Middle of verse 5, he says, I was afraid that in some way the tempter, that's Satan, might have tempted you and our efforts might have been useless.
他说恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们叫我们的劳苦归于徒然
That simply means this Paul sent Timothy back to the church to tell them to expect to experience the fury of Satan in their church
这里保罗就是说明了他差遣提摩太去告诉他们要预备好受患难也预备好受撒旦的试探
Again, I firmly believe that we are living in the last times, and one of the things we can expect is this. We're going to see the fury of Satan unleashed on the church, and we're seeing that today. Satan is furious, and he's unleashing his fury, his attacks against the church.
我们要明确的是，我们都生活在末世。撒旦呢，就是以他一个非常恶毒的攻击。来攻击我们的教会。
That brings me finally to a fourth reason why Paul sent Timothy to the church. It's found in verse 13.
第四个原因在第十三节。
Let me read verse 13. It says, May he, God, strengthen you in your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all of his holy ones.
第十三节说好使你们当我们主耶稣同他圣徒和他众圣徒来的时候在我们父神面前心里坚固成为圣洁无可责备
This verse simply tells us this that God wants to get his church ready for the second coming
这里告诉我们说神是要我们做好准备为主耶稣的再来做好准备
And I want to say there are two dangers that we face as a church as we get ready for the second coming.
我们作为一个教会， 在预备主耶稣再来的时候呢，有面临着两个危险。
One danger is that there is a new teaching that is sweeping some of the churches, evangelical churches today, which basically says there is no such thing as a hell.
首先呢是那些福音教会他们是一直说就是说没有地狱这件事。
In fact, there's a famous preacher today, Robert Bell, who's written a book, Love Wins, in which he basically says there's no such thing as hell.
有一位非常著名的传道人，他甚至写了一本书说就是爱能够战胜一切。这里面呢他就是说没有地狱。
And Francis Chan, who's a great pastor out in the West, recently released a video in which he warned against this danger. And the title of this video, which has gone actually viral, is Erasing Hell, the Attempt to Erase Hell.
还有一位牧师呢他就是提醒大家这样一个危险，就是很多人现在企图要就是要抹去那个地狱这一个概念。
And he points out in this video that being wrong about hell will have serious consequences. We have to face the reality of eternal separation from God outside of Christ.
他在那个录像里面告诉我们说如果我们对地狱这个概念错误的话，我们会面临很严重的后果。
The second danger, and I quit with this, is the danger of lukewarmness.
第二个危险，那就是我们在侍奉上的不冷不热。
Lukewarmness simply says, you know, I'm not really going to be sold out to Jesus. You know, I'll give a little bit of my life to Jesus, but I'm going to be lukewarm. That's really a dangerous attitude, and I think that in the final day, many Christians who, quote, are lukewarm will find that they will miss out on the kingdom of God.
那些温和派的基督徒在最后的日子，他们会发现他们还是错过了神的国。
What I'm trying to say as we close is this. This is we live in key times, and I believe God is calling our church, this church here, to be his witness in the end times. But it's going to be a lot of pressure, and you've got to be faithful to Jesus Christ.
我们是生活在一个关键的时代，神要求我们为他做个非常好的见证，但是呢，希望我们都预备好那个患难。
Let me just close by praying for you, okay? Oh Lord God, I want to pray for this church. I want to pray, Father, that your hand might be in a mighty way upon this church. We pray that as a church, we might take your word seriously, that we might not be lukewarm Christians, but that we might give ourselves and be used by you in exciting, unusual ways. Help us to realize that we're going to experience satanic attack. We're going to experience the persecution and the mockery of this world. But help us to be faithful. And we thank you that you've called us to live in exciting times like this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.